This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arakel. Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla and three other crew members of Axiom 4 mission will return to Earth today after spending 18 days at the International Space Station. They departed from the orbiting laboratory, ISS, yesterday on board the SpaceX Dragon for approximately 22-hour journey to Earth. The splashdown expected to take place off the coast of California in the U.S. at 3 p.m. IST today. During his stay aboard the ISS, Mr. Shukla conducted seven India-specific microgravity experiments, showcasing India's growing capabilities in space science and technology. These experiments are designed to generate critical data for future planetary missions and long-duration space habitation. On Sunday, NASA's expedition crew organized a traditional farewell ceremony for the Axiom 4 crew. Speaking at the farewell ceremony, Mr. Shukla described his space journey as truly incredible.
It has been an incredible journey. I did not imagine all this when I started on Falcon 9 on 25th. The team that is standing behind me, you guys have made it really special for us being here on the station. It was an incredible joy to be here and working alongside with a bunch of professionals like you. Over the past 2.5 weeks or so, we have done a lot of science on the station. We have done outreach activities and also looked back at the Earth, whatever time we found. I would like to thank my country and all their citizens for supporting this mission.
President Draupadi Murmu will attend 13th annual convocation of Ravenshaw University and lay the foundation stone for the redevelopment of three buildings of Ravenshaw Girls High School at Cuttack in Odisha today. She is also scheduled to grace the birth anniversary celebration of Adi Kavi Sarla Das, a great Odia poet and scholar born in 15th century, and present the Kaling Ratna Award for 2024 also at Cuttack. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has underlined the need for cooperation on trans-border rivers, including resumption of provision of hydrological data by the Chinese side. The minister held a bilateral meeting with his Chinese counterpart Wang Qi in Beijing. He also took up restrictive trade measures and roadblocks to economic cooperation. He highlighted the positive impact of peace and tranquility in the border for the smooth development in bilateral relations and supported continued efforts towards de-escalation and border management.
We have made good progress in the past 9 months for the normalization of our bilateral relations. It is the result of the resolution of friction along the border and our ability to maintain peace and tranquility there. This is the fundamental basis of our mutual strategic trust and for smooth development of bilateral relations. It is now incumbent on us to address other aspects related to the border, including de-escalation.
India strongly condemned the disruption caused during the Rath Yatra procession in Toronto, calling the act despicable and urged Canadian authorities to take action against those responsible. In response to media queries on the incident, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said India has strongly taken up the matter with Canadian authorities to hold the perpetrators of the act accountable. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to impose a secondary 100% tariff on countries that import oil, gas and uranium from Russia, saying he was very unhappy with Moscow's intransigence in finding an end to the war with Ukraine. Ravindra Jadeja's valiant effort went in vain as England narrowly defeated India by 22 runs on the fifth and final day of the third test match of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Lord's in London last night. Chasing a target of 193 runs set by the hosts, India were all out for 170 runs. Ravindra Jadeja remained unbeaten with 61 runs. The Met Department has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rain over northwest, east and central parts of the country today. Chhattisgarh, Rajasthan, Odisha, Gangetic, West Bengal, Jharkhand will witness heavy rainfall over the next 2 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.